Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The Audi car company has released an ad expressing outrage that women earn 21% less than men. Such longtime claims of a gender pay gap have morphed into a claim that women are paid less for performing the same work. Can this be true? An analysis of the staff working at the White House during former President Obama's administration found that the average female staffer made 12% less than the males working there. When asked about this disparity, a spokesman explained that different people perform different jobs. Let's go back to basics. If you use your common sense and were a profit-maximizing employer, would you really hire men to perform the same work at substantially higher pay? I sure wouldn't. Just like every other employer, I would actually have an incentive to get rid of male employees so they could be replaced with lower-cost females. So why hasn't this already happened? Let's check some of the underlying facts of the workforce. Supposedly, the gender pay gap studies compared compensation levels of full-time employees. Well, it turns out that women employed full-time, on average, work fewer hours per week than men with full-time positions. The difference in hours worked explains half of the difference in total compensation. What about the rest of the so-called gender pay gap? First, it is more likely that females will leave the workforce for extended periods of time to have children, which reduces their ability to gain the experience and develop skills needed to hold higher-paying jobs. Second, females are more likely to accept lower-paying jobs that offer the benefit of greater flexibility to manage their family life. Third, analyses of compensation of never-married women and never-married men find virtually no pay gap. The small differences that exist is fully attributable to the differentials in education and experience. I'm sure there are instances where members of one sex with matching qualifications are paid more or less to perform the exact same work as someone of the other sex. But the overall concern that there is a widespread gender pay gap is a myth. That's it for this time. Tune in again tomorrow for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.